Expat Life. Time to jingle your bubbles.
He's put a great big smile on somebody's face, his own.
Yeah. Yeah.
That works out. That works out 10 million euros.
That's not bad, is it?
Well, no. Not bad at all.
For a 4-minute song. And he wrote it in about 20 minutes, apparently. He said he was on a bus or on a train. He was heading somewhere for a meeting. And it was on a train.
Oh.
And it just apparently the song just wrote itself. It just came, boom, like that, out of his head. He wrote it down, jotted it down, probably spent a day recording it. Not bad hourly rate, that, is it?
Good luck to him. Mm-hmm. Well, that song could lead me to suggest a Wombling Merry Christmas.
And I've got no idea why.
Well, because obviously 10 million euros wasn't enough. And he teamed up with Mike Batt and created a melange of Wombling Merry Christmas and I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day.
Man, how come I've never heard that?
It's true. It didn't do much, but it may have got to 22, I think.
There's nothing else to buy that yet.
Possibly. Anyway, so we won't do that. So we're going to get a bit of culture now, a ping pong away from the gooey pop. Roy Wood, who we talked in the last show, had the wall of sound, and he took that from the disgraced Phil Spector.
Yes.
And you hear it on I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day.
Mm-hmm.
See My Baby Jive, Angel
especially,
Fingers.
Especially See My Baby Jive.
Yeah.
And Ballpark Incident.
And he had this wall of sound. He had 4 drummers, 8 guitarists, and I think the nation on saxophone.
Yeah.
And it's the music sort of grabs hold of you and keeps you listening and attentive.
It shakes you like a ragdoll.
The next artist does not claim to be a Spector Wood guy by any means,
mm-hmm.
but they created a piece of instrumental music. Now there's a thought, Steve.
Oh.
Which captivates, takes you along on a journey to a rousing crescendo and finally lets you escape. Follow this one, Macam.
So I'm very curious now. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yes.
And so you said instrumental, so what's Christmassy about it? Ah, the title, Christmas in Sarajevo.
We'll be right back.
that one. Indeed, that's a challenge, mate. I've got to think a bit. But I thought, very cinematic, that piece. I mean, literally, I was watching in my head a movie that hasn't been made yet. But bloody well should be made. If any producers are listening, MacamaExpatLife.ro, just you need a big special effects budget, though, to realise what was just going through my head while I listened to that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't got time to explain. But anyway, as you brought us further east with the last piece, let's cut to the chase and come directly to Romania. There are few things on earth more joyous than a choir.
Mm.
And there's nothing more joyous than the Corul Național de Cameră Madrigal. One of the reasons I so fell in love with Romania was when I heard the Madrigal Choir in December 94, the first Christmas I'd ever spent away from my childhood home was sitting in an apartment in Bucharest. And I literally can't listen to this choir when I'm driving. I have to pull over because my eyes fill up and I can't see.
Oh, they get irritated. Oh, dear.
Yeah, they get irritated. That's the word I'm looking for. And there are so many beautiful carols by the Madrigal Choir. It's really hardest part is to pick one. And I'm going to go with one of the easy ones, and it's Dom Dom Son Old Sam.
Okay.
And it's only a minute and 20 seconds long.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Oh, yes. A nice change from commercial and largely newbie pop songs that we heard earlier.
Expat Life. Time to jingle your bubbles.